Questions 1 through 3 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Dennis, which seat are you sitting in? Mine says 33F.
43E. We aren't anywhere near each other. And I needed to talk to you about the meeting during the flight.
Let's ask if we can switch seats with the person next to me. Excuse me, my colleague and I would really like to sit next to each other during this flight. Would you mind switching seats with him?
Not at all. I'm flying alone, so it doesn't matter to me.
Thank you so much. Also, let me buy you a drink as a way of thanking you.
Number 1. What problems are the speakers discussing? Number 2. What does Dennis say he needs to do during the flight? Number 3. What does the woman offer to do? Questions 4 through 6 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, this is Kimberly Campbell, and I'm sorry, but I have to cancel my room reservation for this weekend. I have a family emergency, and I can't leave town.
We can definitely cancel that for you. Unfortunately, there is a $75 fee for any cancellations within 48 hours of check-in.
I understand. How much do I owe now?
Since you paid in advance, we will deduct the fee from your payment. We will credit you the same way you paid for it.
Oh, no. I believe I paid with a credit card that is now expired.
In that case, we will issue a refund check. For this, we will need a copy of a photo ID and your home address. I will text you the email address you can use to send it to me.
Number 4. What is most likely the man's job? Number 5. What is the fee for? Number 6. What does the man say he needs? Questions 7 through 9 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Welcome to World Travel. How may I help you?
Hi, I am looking to book a hotel for my trip to Toronto. Could you recommend one?
We have partnerships with several places. Do you have any specific requests in mind?
Well, I'd like a place where I could use their business center. I'm going for a conference, and I need to print some things out.
Oh, I see. Let me ask my manager which one would be best. Yesterday was my first day. Ms. Ford, which hotel in Toronto has a business center?
The Della Rosa Hotel has one, and many of our business travelers have found it very convenient. I recommend that one.
Sounds good. I'll go with that one. Also, I heard you offer a discount for World Travel members. Let me give you my membership card.
Number 7. Where most likely are the speakers? Number 8. What does the man imply when he says,
"Yesterday was my first day"?
Number 9. What is mentioned about the Della Rosa Hotel? Questions 10 through 12 refer to the following conversation.
What will you do after the conference in New York next week? Will you stay an extra few days like you did after the conferences in Chicago and Philadelphia?
I wasn't planning on it, but I might consider it. I've never been to New York before.
It is really lovely. I went last year for vacation and enjoyed it.
Well, I think I'll stay an extra day or two, but I have to be back in the office for an important meeting the following Monday.
Oh, that's right. Bridgestone Consulting. Good luck with that meeting.
Number 10. Where will the man be next week? Number 11. What does the woman suggest? Number 12. What will the man likely do? Questions 13 through 15 refer to the following conversation and invoice.
Thank you for staying with us, Miss Middleton. Here is your bill.
I think there is a mistake. I've never dined at the restaurant here.
Oh, is that right? Let me look into that. One moment. Yes, it seems it was charged to the wrong room. I'm sorry about that. Besides that, was everything else to your satisfaction?
Yes. Also, could you give this tip to the spa? I was in such a rush to get to a lunch appointment, I completely forgot.
Not a problem. I'll hand it to them after you leave.
Number 13. What problem is mentioned with the bill? Number 14. Look at the graphic. How much will be removed from Ms. Middleton's bill? Number 15. What does the woman mention about her visit to the spa?